It's Startup Nation on WJR.
Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Okay, moving right back into it. Today's show focused on the importance of branding and how you get a great brand of your own. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Walsh College and Comerica Bank. If you've got a question for Dan or me or any of the experts we have on the show about branding, get us today at 800-859-0957. Well, moving right along, we've got such great content being delivered right now, amazing guests. We've got the guys from Mammoth Reach, a company that helps people come up with brands of their own and helps people then, if they have a brand, make sure they execute properly and most effectively on that brand. By the way, I have to tell you guys a funny story. During the break, my lovely wife, Andrea, texted in and said, honey, at least pretend you know what the cool word – I can't even say ugly. I really made a statement about myself, I guess. Even my wife is beating me up for that one. I guess I'm not cool anymore. What can I say? It happens to all of us, right? It happens to all of us. That's but that, right. But the thing is, though,
well, you're definitely not
for
ugly.
Your you know, you guys are cool. And that is your market, and so it's
we
a
could
term,
use them.
Yeah, certainly I could, right? Yeah. So I'm going to try to be. Do I want to be more fugly or
no?
You do not want to be fugly. Okay, cool. All right, cool. So anyway, moving right along. Mammoth Reach, first guys, tell us quickly, how did you come up with your brand?
Yeah. So we came together about 3 years ago, just kind of both freelancers had a passion for wanting to make something. And, you know, it took us a while to, you know, put a name to it. And we were actually at a coffee shop one day and we were like, you know, what are we going to name ourselves? So I like the name Mammoth, and there happened to be a peach smoothie. So we put the name together and we said Mammoth Peach, and we're like, this is stupid, we need to make it a little more corporate. So we decided to make it Mammoth Reach, and that's kind of how it is
now. Now Mammoth Reach to me actually says, you know, broad, big,
right,
reach,
yeah.
And that's
yeah,
so
right.
It has relevance.
That's kind of what it turned
absolutely
into.
Yeah.
So
you guys got lucky.
Stupid name.
You guys got lucky.
We got really
okay,
lucky.
Yeah. Cool. Well, there's nothing wrong with. Well, I'll take getting lucky.
Well, I'll
right?
take some luck. Yeah. But it goes back to the point of do you start consciously to build a brand, or do you kind of back your way into it? And sometimes you back your way into it and you build that brand over time.
Yeah. It's kind of a you do kind of fall into it. You get the general basis going, and then you're like, oh, and then you're kind of finding your path, and then you really start cementing who you are and how you want to present
that.
Good
lesson.
You know, we've got a caller, and by the way, again, if you have a question, 800-859-0057. We want to go to a quick call right now from Ike. Ike, you're on Startup Nation Radio. You've got a question for us, our guest. Yeah, welcome to the show.
I have a comment. Right before you came back from your break, it was my primary comment on the importance of a jingle. Mary Grove Awnings with a little jingle, 1-800, and that Chiquita the Banana.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You remember that. It's catchy. And the key in branding is that you have to have some easy hook, so to speak, okay? And, Jeff, I want to compliment you on your last name. The first three letters give away my second one, and that is having a slogan, okay? It's so
hey,
important.
I'll take compliment. Now, I'll take compliments wherever I can get them.
Sloan slogan. Yeah. And third, and I don't want to monopolize your time.
No, that's okay.
The value in your branding of bringing a personalization to it, like the Marlboro Man, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. I had the privilege of meeting the Marlboro Man at an airport, and I recognized him right at the desk, and I felt thrilled that he's the guy that they used to have on the billboards, okay?
Yeah. Well, Ike, that's powerful. Mike, I got a question for you. You're saying some really important things. You're bringing good advice and information to the show. As you know, we love it when people from our nation do that. What makes you know something about branding? What's your background?
Well, I am the founder of the Entrepreneurs Network of Michigan.
Oh, there we go.
So,
here we go.
This is my day job, okay?
All right.
So I love your program. You're terrific at it. And the key is that, like all ventures, we hear about accountants and lawyers being important. Very low stress is bringing in a professional to give you a brand. Because let's face it, if you're starting out in business, you don't have the expertise like your guests have. it's worth setting a budget aside. Bring in somebody that's been there, done that. And that's really the key why a lot of successful businesses are branded right from the get-go. You yourself as an entrepreneur cannot have all the talents. You have to bring smarter people around you than you are.
Well, I clearly you know a thing or two about entrepreneurship. Thanks for calling in and sharing your comments and advice and wisdom, and keep tuning in. And, hey, we'd love to have you on the show sometime, by the way, Ike. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
I'm available 24 okay. hours a day.
Thank you, Ike.
Well, that's great. I've got a question. Thank you, Ike. I've got a question for Jesse and Nick. You know, a lot of times we get asked the question, you talked about originally your brand was going to be Mammoth Peach, right?
Yep.
And so Mammoth Peach is something that's cute, fun, completely irrelevant.
Right.
If someone comes in and says, I want to create a brand, is it important from your perspective to have a brand that relates to what it is that you're doing? Or can you create a Google or a Yahoo or a Mammoth Peach or, you know?
Yeah, I think you can go both ways with it. For us, I think Mammoth Peach didn't make any sense for us as we kind of started getting into it. But yeah, you're right. There is the Googles and the Yahoos and the made-up words out there. And I think you can go so off the wall with it that then people start relating with it just because it's crazy and silly. And
of course, the thing that a lot of people don't realize, they say, well, you know, Google did it with a nonsensical word, a completely irrelevant word. But, you know, the reality is there's also tens of millions, hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of dollars of advertising behind those brands to make them what they are.
Right.
And we tend to forget that. So as a small business, would you say, you know, ideally it's best instead of Mammoth Peach to call yourself Mammoth Reach and have it be relevant to what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, I think it again, it just kind of depends on what you're going for. I think if you do need to have something that visually ties into what you're doing, whether it's the name or the branding or the photos that you're tying in with it, you have to be drawing the eyes to that and making it known right off the bat, because people aren't going to spend time researching you if they don't care.
Right.
And Jesse, what about what Ike said on the phone, what his suggestion was with that jingle or with that iconic clever
Well, that's part of the brand attributes and part of which makes it relatable, right, and memorable.
But do you work with companies in the beginning to help them create something like that? How important do you think that is in the beginning for an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I think my thing and more what I come back to for, I think it's hard to set out and say, I'm going to make an iconic jingle. I think something becomes iconic because it's iconic and because the public decides that. But the biggest thing we come back to is finding a brand vision, finding out who you are right now at your very core and where you want to go from here. So that's what we tell people to spend the most time on, is who are you right now?
And focus on your product, your brand promise, working with your customers, and over time it evolves, but have a conscious decision on what your brand is going to become. Look for it.
Yeah,
over time.
Yeah, it's a big mix of the big picture and the small picture all at the same time, and really looking inward while perfecting your craft as well.
What are some of the key brand assets that you guys focus on?
We focus primarily on the design and the visual side of things. We kind of started as a web firm, and we kind of moved to branding and photography. So those are kind of our three key areas, and we've not really, you know, gone beyond those things because, you know, we wanted to stay experts at what we did, and we didn't want to become a jack of all trades.
And especially in today's world, I mean, you know, you talk about a jingle. Ike mentioned a jingle, for example. That's important, but it's also probably impractical to think that a new young company, a startup, you know, is probably going to start with a jingle. They might get there. Now, if you've got a consumer product, you're on television, you mentioned the awning company, you know, maybe that helps in, mm-hmm. as part of a commercial. But
right.
I think some of the basic fundamental things, aside from a jingle, got to have a domain name, right?
Yeah.
So you got to have a URL, a domain name, a website address.
Logo.
Got to have a logo.
Yeah.
Got to have a website.
Our biggest thing, the word that we always come back to when we're meeting with people, is cohesiveness. Making sure that you're firing on all cylinders, that you're not providing an awesome service or you have an amazing product or whatever, but then they go to your website and it's absolutely terrible. Because
right.
that'll turn them off right away. That's where they're going to go. So making sure that you're firing on all cylinders from an awesome brand that ties in with a great website, that ties in with awesome visuals and photography, that is really going to get to the core of who you guys are.
And then the right messaging. We gave the example of your messaging in the beginning. So powerful. So distinctive. You know,
right.
So spot on to who you guys are and who you want to appeal to.
And it's easy if you're sticking true to who you are. If you're not trying to... for us, it comes easy to present ourselves in such a way because that's just who we are.
What about a tagline? You know, under the brand. Something that says, you know... Startup Nation, you know, the source for everything you need to build and grow a business.
That's a great way to get something across super quick. Because the name might not tie in exactly and tell who you are, but the tagline kind of finishes it off.
Yep. Right on.
Well, that's
okay.
Great. Well, Jesse, Nick, thank you so much for being on
the show. Thank you so much.
If our listeners want to get in touch with you, then go to mammothreach.com, correct?
Yep. Absolutely. We'll be there.
And when we come back after the break, we're going to hear from a couple of guys who have companies that have really focused on branding. They're going to talk about how they got their brands and the power of it as they've gone about executing their business. Stick with us. We're going to have more on branding on Startup Nation Radio.